Decode If You Can, written by Robert Baratta Lorton, illustrated by Bob Larson. In the mystical land of Decode If You Can lived a very old king who was really quite grand. But the king, whose name, by the way, was just I, sat down one day and began a long cry. Oh, he cried and he cried, he wouldn't be stopped, and his tears made a flood that couldn't be mopped. I'm embarrassed to say I'm not fit to lead. Should a person be king who can't even read? Why, king dear, you know that by no real plan, no one can read in Decode If You Can. We've all tried to read, but can't handle the load, for in our special land, all's written in code. Your father before you changed all of our print, then went straight to heaven and left us no hint. You've tried and you've tried that code to reveal, and each time you fail, the sadder you feel. So let's get another who willingly tries, and if they succeed, we'll give them a prize. Since we have no children of our very own, the decoder could be the next king on the throne. It took 3 more weeks till 2 heroes were found, by which time the town had all moved to high ground. The king gave to each a page of the code, to take along with them wherever they rode. There are 44 pictures in all. 44? Was reading from them an impossible chore? Now what will we do? Neil knew he should ask, and Tina replied, it's this page that's our task. What's the very first thing we surely must do? Why, look through the pictures and search for a clue. The dog in this picture I'm sure I did see. As we came into town, he was guarding a tree. They rushed to that tree to see the dog closer, but the growl that he made them say, closer, no, sir. His growl was so fierce they stayed where they were, while that dog bared his teeth and kept saying, Hello, said a voice from way up in the tree. Don't mind my dog. He's protecting me. Well, tell him we're not here to hurt you at all, and come down from that tree. You really could fall. A tree's not the best place I know to be living, but I ran here to hide from a fright I was given. I was busily helping my mother clean house, when out from a cupboard there jumped a big mouse. I spied that big mouse and screamed aloud, "Ee!" and ran from my house and climbed this safe tree. As he spoke, that old mouse ran right where they were, and again he screamed, "Ee!" while his pet dog growled, E-er, were the sounds to be heard, and Neil looked at Tina and said, that's a word. I think that the code has just started breaking, for ear is the word in the sounds they are making. 2 pictures together can make a whole word, like the E and the er of the sounds we just heard. So off to the king we'll rush with great haste, to tell him his code is on sounds wholly based. The next sound they found was right on their way. They remembered the snake from their journey that day. The snake was quite big, and he gave them a scare. They wanted to hear him, but which one would dare? Tina said, watch me, I'm a pretty good goer. So she crept toward the snake with steps that got slower. In a minute she'd been come back and relayed that she had discovered the sound the snake made. Tina said, really, we've made such a fuss when we already knew its sound was a s. Now hearing a rumor that he could be king, A pilot named Curly had done a fine thing. He'd flown from his home, which was quite far away. To help solve this code might mean a long stay. To be king of a land could be more fun than flying, and to solve a good riddle was always worth trying. When Curly met Tina and Neil, they all knew 'twas no harder for three to be king than for two. They decided to team up while searching for laurels. They knew that this plan would eliminate quarrels. The first thing this team decided to do was to start Curly's plane in hope of a clue. Curly's plane wasn't his, it was only on loan. When they turned the key on, they heard a low Once back at the castle while patiently waiting, they heard a new sound from the clock they were facing. They'd been watching the clock on the wall just to see how long it would be till the king would be free. This very same clock on the code page they'd seen, they all asked aloud, "What does the clock mean?" "Oh, listen," said Curly, "though you'll think I'm a nut. I can hear that clock sound, and its sound is a t." "Oh," said Tina, with a look of surprise, "who would have thought we'd be getting so wise?" "But look here," said Curly, "there's even more news. That's another new sound from this page of our clues. That sound was within us, but we didn't know. A look of surprise goes with the sound, oh." "The next sound we make should be easy to do. Let's pick up that stick and break it in two. The sounds are so easy, we're having good luck. When Neil snapped the stick, they could all hear a k." To the king when he came, they told what they'd found, how each of the pictures had made its own sound. Each sound they discovered and finally heard could be put with some others to make a whole word. "For example," they said, "you can take only three, the t and the r and the e, and get tree. Or turn some around, a new word to hear, a t and an e and an r would be tear." The king was quite pleased as they told their successes. "King I," said, "you think where I've only made guesses." "Oh, look," said the king, "the next picture's of me. Now tell me what sound you think that might be." "You have the same name as your very own dad, and I was his name. It's the one name you've had. So whenever a picture of our king we see, I is its sound. That's the way it must be." Then into this room where moods were so happy burst three brand new faces, two boys and their pappy. These three new people who crowded right in said, "What you've been saying is really a sin. Why should these three upstarts be the next kings? Why should it be they who get the best things? It's really not fair, and we won't let it happen. So we'll solve the code first. You won't catch us napping. If you win, I know, I won't like it at all," said King I, as his tears again started to fall. "You promised, you promised, you know you can't veer. The first with the code is to be the king here." "Yes, that is so," said King I with a sigh, "but perhaps my three friends will give the best try." "Oh, no," said the new three, "for we don't play fair. To find all the sounds, they just wouldn't dare." These three new faces they all could now see were Meanie and Moley and their Bad Daddy Z. When Bad Daddy Z hit Neil in the tummy, his sons grabbed the code sheet and ran off to their mummy. "Oh, what can we do? Z's really not fair. For now we've no code sheet, we haven't a prayer." But the king piped right up, "You've done so much work. To have Z win now would be really a quirk. I know if I thought really hard in my mind, I could probably think where most pictures you'd find. Since I really don't want the next king to be Z, I'll make you a map as good as can be. And the king scurried off to write what he could, so the king after him might be somebody good. While Neil and Tina and Curly and we wondered if ever they'd catch up with Z. The king came back soon with a smile on his face. With this well-drawn map, you could win the whole race. The goal of this map is the house of a man who's the smartest we've got in Dakota, if you can. You see here the path I've drawn to his home. His house you'll find quickly. It has a half dome. And if you will stay on this well-marked out trail, the sounds from these pictures you'll learn without fail. The map of the trail was marked out quite well, and the king drew five pictures. More sounds? Who could tell? But first from this bowl some seeds you must take, and Curly found out that a sound they did make. When he spit out the shells from each seed in a heap, as each shell came out, the sound would be p. So the three hurried off. But what help was the map? If they followed its path, could they give Z a zap? A boy with a ball is the first thing to see. I don't see a boy, but a ball's by that tree. Then I'll be the boy, and we'll see what we learn. And I'll bounce the ball, then I'll give you a turn. So Neil bounced the ball, and it hit with a thud. And each time it landed, its sound was a d. This next one's quite tricky, so where shall we start? It's a boy who is crying. Look, he's broken his heart. His house they found quickly. That wasn't a chore. But what would they do when he answered the door? It was the boy's mother who answered their tapping. She said of her son, right now he is napping. But if you must know why his heart's always breaking, I'll tell you his story before he is waking. The tale is a sad one, but really quite true. He's had this same problem since before he was two. He can say every word as can you and I, but one word gets stuck, and that makes him cry. To try breaks his heart, for he knows he will fail. When he starts to say love, he can only say oh. The next thing the map said they really should see was a girl eating something right out of a tree. A tree they found quickly. That was easy enough. But there wasn't a girl who was eating its stuff. So Tina said, I'll be the girl by the tree. I'll eat what it offers while you look at me. From a low-hanging branch, Tina pulled a big chunk and started to eat it. She ate the whole hunk. The tree's yummy taste was a bee's honeycomb, and the taste was so sweet, Tina's lips would go, mmm. The very next sound, quite soon they would see, it came from the bees in the hive in the tree. The three of them ran with their backs to the tree while trying to miss being stung by a bee. As the fast-flying bees buzzed near to their ears, the sound each one made was easy to hear. Zzz. Well, now we have made it. The map was quite good. This home has the dome the king said it would. The person who came to the door they all knew. His picture was last on the map the king drew. He said, that's my picture you have on display. I'd like to say howdy. My friends call me A. Now that you're here and sent by the king, I really can help you. I'll do the best thing. I'll tell you a tale I learned long ago, and from this old story, more sounds will you know. He took out some cards he had deep in a drawer and said, stop your wondering. You'll learn what they're for. On each card's a picture that you'll need to know. For each sound in my story, a picture I'll show. Once long ago in this land you now visit, a king had a worry and no one to visit. all knew of this problem, it was told with a sigh that the king's infant son would do nothing but cry. My dad thought of something that would end all that crying. He had it at home. It was surely worth trying. As he hurried right home, his haste made him huff. Was the sound that he huffed with each puff. In his room he had kept in a giant glass bowl his favorite pet fish, the one that had soul. He would watch it for hours as it swam in its tub, and hear from each bubble its sound was a b. To the king he would rush his prized fish with great haste. What baby could cry when a cute fish he faced? But as he was rushing his fish to the king, he tripped on the carpet, which gave him a fling. The fling that it gave him cracked open the bowl, and out on the floor spilled the fish who had soul. Poor Dad was so sad when he looked up and saw his favorite pet fish on the floor, he said, aw. Dad scooped up his fish and rushed it to water. He cared for this fish like a son or a daughter. I must get some help. Of ideas, I'm out. What else can I try? And he started to pout. While Dad stood there thinking of nothing to do, there passed through the wall a ghost who said, ooh. It's time I was leaving, and I'm leaving right now. Dad ran to escape, bumped his shin, and said, ow. The ghost said, I'm sorry, I don't want to scare you. I came only to tell you, to help you, prepare you. I'll fade out of sight, but heed my words, please. Follow the trail that winds through the trees. And then the ghost left without one more word. Dad was still shaking. Should he trust what he'd heard? Before any ghostly advice he might heed, Dad's leg was so sore, leg help was his need. The doctor he knew was a friend of his ma, and no matter what hurt, he'd make Dad say, ah. The doc had a gadget to make Dad feel great. This thing, when turned on, would soothe and vibrate. With his muscles so sore, this machine Dad did love. Its feel was a tingle, its sound was a Dad got a new thought for ending the tears. I'm sure it will work. It's my best thought in years. So off to the castle he went with a rush. When the queen saw him coming, her mouth made a shh. The baby is sleeping, which gives us a break from those hours of crying when he is awake. To stop all his crying, we'll need an Aladdin. Oh, I'd give anything if you'll end that dull din. Dad showed them his plan, his little green frog, who lived by Dad's house in his own private bog. Since the frog was so small, it was easy to lug. And its sound wasn't scary, it was only a g. Said Dad with a frog, the baby could play. But when Dad called his frog, the frog hopped away. Dad thought, and he said, I'll try something new. I'll go through the trees, as the ghost said to do. As he walked down the trail, he met an old man, who was old as the trees in Dakota, if you can. The man put a horn up next to his ear, which made it so that he almost could hear. But mostly whenever Dad asked him a question, he'd just barely hear and answer back, eh, son? Eh, as in said, as in bet, as in Jeff. Eh was the sound of an old man who's deaf. The next thing Dad saw was a fluffy, sad dog who had caught her front paw in the branch of a log. The dog's foot was hurt, Dad could tell from afar, for the sound that it made wasn't arf, it was ar. He set the dog free and he bandaged his paw, And when he was done, can you guess what he saw? He knew as he saw it, the ghost had meant here. There was no nicer thing he'd have found in a year. He looked all around for a box the right size, so that he could pack up the baby's surprise. But while he was looking, he heard a boy say, "He must be the one who made our dog stray." Before Dad could say, "Not I, I'm her friend," the boy's large papa had knocked him on end. What came from Dad's mouth when punched by that papa? I think I remember. Yes, I know. Out popped, like in the, like in us, like in nut. Was the sound that he got from his gut. Tempers calmed down when the bandage was seen, and the papa said, "Sorry, I'm not always that mean. I'll make up for hitting by helping you find a box for your present. You'll see that I'm kind. We must find one soon, as you surely can see, before that cat jumps us from out of the tree." The cat, poised and ready, looked like he'd attack. On his neck the hair rose, and he arched his proud back. They were working so fast they had started to puff, when they heard the cat's teeth on his lips make a While packing the box, Dad stepped in a mess and said, "What's that odor? Should I hazard a guess? Eh, this is icky. Quick, pick it with sticks. Eh, this is icky. Sit still till it's fixed." The box was so heavy and the castle so far, it was too long a walk, and Dad hadn't a car. But the train was quite near, so Dad climbed right on board, and the box he took with him, he tied on with a cord. Dad sat with the box while thinking of lunch, and heard the train chug. Its sound was a ch. When they got to the river, the train wouldn't go. Since there wasn't a bridge, the driver said no. When water is deep and a river is flowing, a seal for travel is a good way of going. While swimming, all seals will jump with great joy, and the sound that they make when they jump is an oi. Back on the trail, if he walked, he'd be late. To speed up his journey, he decided to skate. To carry his present on foot was a drudge. The skates moved him faster, and their sound was a j. As he rolled down the trail, Dad exclaimed, "Oh dear me, a mad baby dragon wants to bite at my knee." Dad slapped the young dragon on the top of its snout, which scared the poor baby, and it started to pout. Though pouting and scared, it would try one more game. It would frighten off Dad with its best dragon flame. The dragon was close. Dad could feel its warm breath. When it tried to belch flame, it could only go The small baby dragon had a mother much bigger, which made Dad skate by with speed and great vigor. When the dragon's long tongue from her mouth darted out, flames belched from her stomach, smoke streamed from her snout. Though he cared more for skating than for hearing it breathe, when its sound came with smoke, he could hear and see. He needed a plan to discourage this dragon from chasing him home and fixing his wagon. He took out a rope that he used to send twirling. He started it spinning, and soon it was whirling. When the dragon saw Daddy twirling his rope, on chasing him home, she gave up all hope. "Well, wow, we are winning. Whap, whack, we have won. Wuh, wuh, wuh," went his rope as Dad sung his fun. When Dad reached the castle, which didn't take long, he rang the front bell, the shiny brass gong. This gong, when struck lightly, made a sound as it rung that wasn't quite bell-like. It was more like a... And when the queen heard it, she quickly came near to see who had rung it and why who was here. O queen, wake the baby and please call the king. Outside is a box that will end this whole thing. Well, I'll fetch the king while you get your carton, but I won't wake the baby, for his cries I'd be startin'. This box is quite heavy. Could you help me to push? Should push, could push, push, foot, push, good, Now you must show us what you've got in that box. We see it is heavy. Did you bring us some rocks? No, I found for your son a most lovable pet. I think she's the nicest that I've ever met. But since she's quite young, she's still with her mother, and the rest of the weight allows for her brother. Are you through with your talk? May we see her this year? We can hear her small noise. The sound is a yeah. Here? Before they could peer in the box to learn more, a fluffy new puppy bounced out on the floor. Yeah, 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 was the sound that this ball of fluff made. As she ran all around, she was hardly afraid. They woke up the baby so the pup he could see, and he laughed and he giggled, and his eyes filled with glee. The queen said, "That puppy is so fluffy, gee whiz! To blow on her fur makes the sound that whoosh is." Then the king said to Dad, "What's the very best thing we could offer to you, besides being king? I'm really quite happy just the way things are now, but I'll give it some thought. I'll make that my vow." So Dad thought and he thought, and finally he said, "You know, they're these sounds that I've got in my head. They're the sounds that I heard as I scurried about, as I searched for whatever would stop that long pout. Could it be done, or am I too bold? I'd like that each person of my sounds be told. We'll do better than that with those sounds in your head. Why, we'll toss out all letters and use sounds instead. Where now we use letters to make up a word, we'll make up a picture for each sound you've heard. Each picture will show how that one sound is said, and we'll put them together so that words can be read. Some pictures we'll get from the sounds in your tail. Any more that we need, we'll find without fail. I'm sure that we'll need, oh, at least 44, and from your adventures, we'll get 20 or more. For each of the rest, we'll hunt out a sound, until we are sure enough sounds we have found. And for each of the sounds, we'll draw up a picture, so people will know all our sounds in the future." Though their plan was quite good, they made one mistake, which is why this whole land has its present heartache. As the king and his friend were discovering each sound, they forgot to let on where each could be found. So now they're both gone, and as you, of course, know, there's no one to tell us, much to all of our woe. And that is the story you came here to learn. But before you go back, I'll add a good turn. I'll tell you all something, so lend me an ear. Then A spoke so softly, each strained close to hear. Then he gave them three cards, which he wrapped in a rag. Said, "Wait here a moment, while I fetch you the bag. If you take the three cards to the castle, you'll see there's a sound for each one which will help all you three. I've already whispered what this bag will be for. Please save it for last, when you search sounds no more. And now that you know all that I have to tell, go back to the castle. Make sure this ends well." But secretly hiding as our heroes went out, Zimini and Moli heard all without doubt. As A told his tales, he heard each new sound. And did he know now where the next could be found? Z said, "There's no rush. Let's continue to lurk. We'll follow the others. Let them do the work." Our three reached the castle with their pitchers in hand, and they learned the next sound from the Queen of the Land. The very first pitcher was Her Highness the Queen. Since they'd not met her, to meet now would be keen. "Please pardon our manners, but we'd like to meet you. Well, consider it done, for you said my name. You. Do you have on your stove a big kettle that's black? Why, I certainly do. That pot's in the back." They could hear the big pot, for within it brewed mush, and that thickish brown stuff would not cook in a rush. As the queen's quiet quagmire did quiver and quake, quack, 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 was the sound they could hear the mush make. "O queen, now please tell us, may we find the king? We need one more sound now to solve the whole thing. He's out in the garden, he's trimming the hedge. You'll find him with ease if you look from the ledge." Our three went outside with their pictures in hand. Before long they saw him, he was tending his land. His clippers were plugged to a cord that was beige. The work from the trimming made the clippers say, "Zh." "Well, finally we've done it. That's the very last sound. Let's go to the king and tell all that we found." But there in the shadows lurked Z and his friends. They knew the sounds too. Can you guess how this ends? Like lightning with grease on, Z's three darted by. Would the next king be Z, the first to King I? Z said to the king, "I've all the sounds now." The king looked so sick. Would he honor his vow? "As sad as I am, I'm still a good sport. Though I wish you had lost, I will hear your report." So Z with much flair told the king of each sound, of how he had looked, till all he had found. Z's story was long, but the king heard it through. And when Z was finished, the king smiled, 42. "You've 42 sounds now, and that's not enough. You almost were King Z. 'Twas a very good bluff." Z looked at the king, eyes filled with surprise. "Can it be your three friends are all guilty of lies? We heard each one saying, they found the last sound. We saw them all dancing. They went round and around." Then Neil and Curly walked up to the king and said, "A gave us one last little thing. Tina will bring it. She'll be here soon now. That we'd save it for last, A made us each vow." "Oh, that's really not fair," stammered Z and his sons. "You said it. We heard it. We'd the very last ones." "What we said was quite true, as you'll soon plainly see, for the sounds in the bag won't be new to you three. Now that Tina is here, we can open the bag, and we'll see what it was that has made the bag sag." Out slithered a snake, and he looked like he'd bite. So they picked up a stick, and they gave it a smite. K went the stick as it broke on the snake. S went the snake as they made its head ache. Ks was a new sound the bag had revealed. Dare they look in again? What else might it yield? The next thing they pulled out didn't give them a fright, but a bee on a frog really made quite a sight. The bee on the frog was quite pleased where he was, but the frog's thoughts were different. He'd like some of that fuzz. The frog made a g and snapped its long tongue. The bee made a zzz till that tongue he had stung. G-zzz was the sound from the frog and the bee, and at last Curly said, "All the sounds we now see. My friends, you're the winners. You finished the chore. You found every sound. You have all 44. Z said, "They have cheated. It's not fair at all. K asking, I said with anger, get over that wall. Zimini and Molly rushed off in great haste. They had tried their best worst. Now a mad king they faced. At last you have done it, but three can't be king. Who is it to be? Should you flip for the thing? Yes, tossing a coin is a good way of choosing. It's such a fair way that we won't get mad losing. So the king tossed the coin, and when he was done, there were two that had lost, and Curly had won. Then Tina and Neil said, Curly's the king, and since we like Curly, that's a very good thing. So Curly is king now, but he's Curly no more. His title is king, and he thrives on the chore. While King I showed Curly the secrets of leading, King Curly taught I with the sounds about reading. They all lived on happily, to wonder no need, but the happiest of all was an old king who could read. The End.